The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components. Lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. And these guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles. So they use their products that they sell on their own vehicles. So if you guys are looking for anything for your vehicles, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts or whatever, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
Hey.
Oh, you're it right off the bat.
Right
ready
off
to
the
go.
Bat.
Hold on, I gotta start the episode. Someone pointed out that that's how we start every single time.
I know, but I told you that.
Yeah, is with a sigh. But that was this week's sigh. How's your week going?
Good.
Oh, that's nice. That's good to hear.
Yeah. What do you just anything just head deep in softball stuff?
Yeah, that's exactly what I got going on.
Yeah.
Can I complain a little bit? Angie's going to hear this?
Yeah, let's do it. Everyone's going to hear it. This is where we complain. This is our this is our soapbox.
No, not a big complaint. But so in our process, you know, there takes time to hammer out the design. It takes time to design the design. And then it takes time to make the design a reality.
Yeah.
That is usually the shortest part that I get. Yeah. So
usually the creator or the artist, or I don't know how you want to describe it, the final stages that are the ones that don't get any of the time.
Yeah, but also to be fair, I guess the beginning stages take a lot of time and hammering out, and my process is, I wouldn't say automated, but it is very, like, I'm very proficient at it.
Well,
so
once it gets to you or to the point of printing, all the decisions have been made. So it's just
exactly.
A step-by-step process.
Right.
Because the creating part is not step-by-step. Mm-hmm. It's like
back and forth.
Back and step forward, 5 steps back, 10 steps mm-hmm. forward.
So. Oh, can you move this? Oh, this font. Move this up. Move this down. You know. It's a lot of little stuff, but yeah. And lucky for me, like I feel very confident. Obviously I should, cause I've been printing for like 15 years now, but
yeah.
Sometimes I like kind of surprise myself a little bit on just exactly how well I can do this, you know?
It's just sort of like
bang, 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 bang. I guess it's like you with editing. You know?
It is, because or a photo shoot. I mm-hmm. have only recently, I would say in the last year, gotten confident with my photo shoots. Like, I used to stress all the time. Like, if I, mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't have enough time. I got to da, 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 da. There's even been times where I've canceled shoots because I couldn't find a spot or a location. And like, just in the last year, it's been like, not, it's like, oh, here's the shoot. It's done. And like, I know the outcome is going to be solid.
Yeah.
It really is, has only been recently. But yeah, you surprise yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm doing now. It is currently a Wednesday. The shirts are due on Friday. And, you know, it's kind of also interesting, too, because, like, if this was Brandon's shop, he'd be like, yeah, okay, no problem. 500 shirts by Friday? Yeah, we got it. But it's, like, a different process. You know, he's
500
big
shirts by today in a half an hour.
Like, yeah, I know.
But it's a different model. It's like comparing what I do with videos to, like, a movie studio.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to take me 2 weeks to edit this mini truck and Nats video, where if I hand it off to like a seasoned pro with a team of everybody,
it'll be this afternoon.
Yeah.
It's ready to go.
Or maybe the editing time might be the same time, but like the pre-planning stages, because they have, mm-hmm. they pre-planned everything. Everything's storyboarded and all this stuff. So,
yeah. So that's my week. Just in it to win it this week. Yeah. It's Monday. Hope everybody had a good Father's Day.
Oh yeah,
the fathers out there.
Yep, for the fathers out there.
Yep. I had a good weekend. I went to the beach on Saturday. I don't know. This is all like in the future. This is
all precursor. So you're going to the beach this weekend for Father's Day. So, like a celebration of being a dad.
Yeah.
And also a celebration of the softball shirts are done.
Well, no, then I have another batch to make next week for the next team. So no, that ball keeps rolling.
That literally, yeah. Hey, no pun intended.
Oh, hey, that ball.
Speaking of baseball, we can't talk about my baseball team because they have fallen to fourth place.
Oh,
yeah. So sucks. We will talk about this other thing that has really caught my eye, and it's the banana ball.
Oh,
Have you been following the Savannah Bananas?
Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Oh,
they're so cool.
Yeah. I like started following the players and like all this stuff. And I'm like, is this real? Like some of the stuff they do, I'm all, what?
It's really cool.
Yeah, it is super cool. So if anyone is out there, if they have not heard of, if you think baseball's, for anyone that thinks baseball's boring,
check out the Savannah Bananas.
Go look at the Savannah Bananas clips on. I follow them on TikTok, but if you follow them, you know, and I'm sure they have other social media things, but it's freaking cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's like a show. They
Harlem
like
Globetrotters of baseball.
Exactly. Oh, that's the best way to describe it. Yeah. And even like the ump, because the ump travels with them too. Yep. So the ump gets into it and they it's a lot of fun. They like you can actually try to get tickets, but you go to their website and they say like, out. For they're like sold out. A year.
Yeah.
They're like, you can get on a waiting list, but it's probably not going to happen.
I was one of the guys that popped up on my algorithm today was talking about how the game starts at 7, but get there at 5 because they do all sorts of like things in the crowd for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not, you're not just going there to watch a baseball game. Like it's super interactive and all kinds of stuff. So
the two main teams are the Savannah Bananas and the Party Animals.
Yeah.
Those are like the two main teams that travel around. Which, and sometimes.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
And sometimes they'll have like XMLB players, like Hunter Pence was on the Savannah Bananas for a game. Like it's a lot of fun, man. It's so cool. And
they used to be like a legitimate baseball team, but they.
Yeah. Like they, a triple A, not even like a triple A, like a quadruple A or like a.
It was something.
Like solo.
There's a bunch of different baseball like leagues that aren't affiliated with the MLB.
Right.
But like they would do these exhibition games in between the regular games.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally were just like, wait a minute, we're just going full time into this.
Yeah.
So they have started this whole thing. And I think it's going to really catch on to like this.
I think so too. Like, and they just recently sold out Fenway Park.
Yeah, which is
like that's crazy. I mean, Fenway Park is not a huge ballpark to begin with, but still, yeah. I mean,
imagine, you're talking 30,000 people.
I don't know how much it can hold, but
yeah,
it's not as like Dodger Stadium can hold 50, so it's probably like 30-ish.
I'm gonna Google it right now.
Yeah,
now I'm curious because Fenway is the oldest park in Major League Baseball, followed by Wrigley.
Right. Right. Yeah, and I think it'd be so cool for them to expand and like maybe get more teams and do more shows. And Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
38,000 people.
38, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So, that's a lot of fun. We've been following them for a while. Andrew, like I said, she tried to get tickets and stuff, and they're just like, nah.
Yeah, but like all the tickets are like for back east and stuff too.
Right, yeah. I don't think they come out to the West Coast.
No, they don't. Not yet. They're... Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's ever going to be a thing.
It's got to be a thing because it's too good of a thing to not be a thing, if you know what I mean.
But like, if you look at baseball and the areas that baseball is, I wouldn't say popular, but like that, the South and the, what is it like, New England area maybe? I don't know, but like the schools out there and like. They have those baseball leagues that are just insane. The summer leagues and the and the what was that movie they based on it? I forgot what it was called. It was with Justin Timberlake's. What's Justin Timberlake's wife? What's her name? She's an actress.
I don't know. Britney Spears? No, I don't know.
Britney Spears.
I don't know. God. I don't know. I'm usually on the pulse of that kind of stuff, and no, I don't know.
Who no, I know. I can't Justin think of her name. She's famous, but she's an actress too. She was in the movie, and this other dude, and I forgot the leagues, but yeah, it seems like there's more of a concentration of those type of baseball leagues back there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it would, I don't know
what I'm talking about. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But so baseball, softball, stuff like that. You're still just kind of hanging out or you've been busy?
Just editing.
Yeah. Yeah. How's that going?
Good. Just trying to like find the right music for this Mini Truckin' Nationals video. The first part of it's done. And then I got to edit some photos, and then, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
The weather's brutal out there now, huh?
It's not too bad.
Yeah?
It's only like 112.
It's only like 112.
You know.
Oh, man.
The other day when I was building my fence, it was 109.
Oh, shit.
When I did that.
Wow.
So I would go out there for like a little while and then come back in and then go back out. Yeah. And it just
did you finish
it? Well, we'll get to that later on in this episode because there is a question that I saw on our questions that has to do with it. So I'll kind of coincide with all.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get into that. Yeah.
But yeah, so just dealing with the heat and, but it's weird because like I'll go outside and it'll be 100 and I'm like, this doesn't bother me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's just,
you just become adapted to it.
Yeah.
I've lived in the desert my whole life. I'm used to, I prefer heat over being cold anyway, but yeah, I mean, sometimes when it starts push, like that's funny for you is like 109, like, oh, not bad. Like it, me, if it starts pushing past like 105, like I'm like, okay, this is a little too much, but like 100, you know, low hundreds is fine. You know,
it still doesn't now, it's starting now to not cool off at night. And then now we don't have cold water. We haven't had cold water in like 2 weeks.
That's insane.
That this is when it starts to get like that, where it's a little annoying.
Yeah. Right. Right.
You know,
it's a little inconvenient. Well, I'm coming out next month for guest episode. So I get it right back because I did that last year and experienced my first 125 degree Phoenix day.
We usually don't. It's starting earlier. Like we have this heat wave has been breaking records out here. It broke records last year in July and then this year in June. So it usually doesn't start this early, but.
Do you think it's going to get higher than 125 this year?
No, last year was 125. It's never been 125.
No, I know, but do you think, last year was 125, it was not.
No, it was 121, 122.
Excuse me.
122 is like, maybe it hit 120, I don't know. Either way, like once you get past a certain temp, it's like whatever. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I just remember getting out of the truck and my skin literally tingling.
That's the difference between like 110 and 120.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like.
Do you, I don't know if you're familiar. This is like a deep cut. I don't know if you get this, but King of the Hill when they go visit Phoenix.
No, I've never seen that.
And it's so hot. They get out of the truck and they're like, "What is this?" You know, and the mom says, "This is a monument to man's arrogance."
It literally is. I follow some Arizona pages now, and just like it's one of the fastest growing states, cities. Buckeye, where I live, is like the fastest growing city in the United States. All this stuff, and it's like it wasn't like Arizona wasn't like populated until like the invention of air conditioning.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, so
that makes a whole lot of sense. It
so it's a pretty interesting. Chelsea's sister, their air conditioning went out the other day, and they're like, "We're coming up. We're living there for 2 days till ours gets fixed."
Yo, yeah,
yeah.
You would literally die.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, you wouldn't die. Like you wouldn't die, but if you were older. And you didn't like, I mean, you could, you know, easily, but
yeah,
not now, but in July you could. I think there was over 500 heat related deaths in Phoenix last year. Like, you know, we talk about, we don't have natural disasters here. Oh, we don't have tornadoes. Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't have earthquakes. Heat is a natural disaster.
That is the one.
It is. And it also kills more people than the other natural disasters.
Man.
Yeah.
I saw Lindsay put up a post and says, for you, I'm going to mess this up, but I'm going to try my best. She said, for you new zonies, this isn't hot. Arizona's just preheating.
Yeah. Like an oven.
Like an oven.
Yeah.
Jesus. Oh, anyway. All right. Well, I'll be out there in a couple of weeks and I'll see for myself what's going on out there.
Yeah. We'll figure out what we're going to eat. That's the only reason that we do this.
Yeah, exactly. So roulette, or I don't know if it was roulette, or someone said that last week's episode was like half a food podcast.
Yeah,
but that's what that's like. We've always said, like when we travel, we do all this stuff. That's the reward part.
Yeah. Well, food in general is just like what we all, you live for food, right?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Food helps you live. Da 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 da. But like, it's that Anthony Bourdain thing, right? Where you go and like food brings everyone together.
Yeah.
And that's like how I feel when we go to shows or we go out of state and you just experienced what is there in that state or what is there in that city. Like if you are traveling and you're eating at like McDonald's or something.
Oh yeah.
Like you're doing it wrong.
Yeah. It's like when people travel other countries or something, they go to Burger King.
I went to Japan. I went to McDonald's in Japan for the, but we refused to go until the very last day. We were extremely hungover from the night before, and it was so delicious.
That's awesome. Yeah. What do you think is going to be the next? Because like, food seems to go through like kind of like trends.
Trends. Like, yeah. Like
yeah. Now, like one time it was taco. Right, yeah, it's like hot chicken right now. It was bacon for a while for some reason.
Yeah.
You know, remember when everything was bacon? Bacon flavored this and bacon flavored that. I wonder what will be the next trend.
It's like a lot of like down out here and probably out there and a lot of places like birria noodles and birria pizza, birria tacos, like yeah, like it's for, there's a food truck and they have like cup of noodles and they make birria, they put the meat in there with the juice and everything. It's like $15 for a 25 cent cup of noodle. I was like, I was laughing so hard, man.
Yeah. No, I've seen that. I haven't had it. I haven't had that. I've had birria and like the, they call it consomme, which is like a cup of juice that you dip it in.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like that's, that's the juice that they put in the cup of noodles.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's called consomme.
Yeah.
Birria is the meat.
Yeah. But I don't think there, you can have birria without the other stuff.
You can birria. I mean,
you can, actually, but like it, all the trends I'm talking about have to do with
involve
that, juice,
that.
Involve that juice. Too. Oh, I've never seen it like anything where it's not just a juice, like the birria pizza that they have, it's the juice right there and you dip it in. So
Because birria usually, and someone could correct me if I'm wrong, but birria usually refers to goat meat, but it can be anything. Like it's not specific to goat meat, but usually when people refer to it, it's goat meat. But
I don't know what the next trend would be. It's funny because the trends will come, like tacos were a trend, or you know, it was a trend back when I was like probably early mid 20s was sushi.
Yeah, that was like a big thing.
Everybody that got huge, and it's still huge. Like it's stuck around, but it's just not like the active thing. Like so like these trends will come and like they'll stick around. They're not going to go anywhere. Like I don't think Nashville hot chicken will, like Dave's hot chicken, all these chicken places will be around forever. They just won't be like the topic of of what it'll be, something else. Smash Burgers is one that's one right now too.
Yeah, that's pretty popular.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, yeah, so this week we got questions. And we put a thing out there on Instagram yesterday, and I actually went through and I went through all the old messages, gathered them, which I'm sure you did as well. So we'll kind of like get through those as well.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what we got going on this week. You want to drop it in?
I'm dropping it. Ready, go.
Yeah, let's go.
And drop.
Dropping in.
Drop in.
Drop.
I dropped everything. I knew the drops would come.
Drop it.
Okay, done.
All right. Well, welcome to Dropping In on the Drop. We'll start off get right into it, into the Instagram questions, and then we'll move on into the messages. And we'll start with Built by Budski on Instagram, and he asks, "Are you seeing a comeback of '90s period builds?"
We've asked this question in different forms of, a lot of these questions will probably be like repeat, but they're the similar questions in different forms. But
In California, and Southern California specifically, and also I can't say SoCal specifically, but NorCal too, there's a big resurgence of the '90s, like new minis guys.
That's like the '80s, though, isn't it? That's all '80s. No,
is that '80s or is that '90s?
No, that's '80s.
That's '80s.
Well, look, yeah, they're all 720s and stuff like that. That's
'80s. Classify those at '90s.
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. I thought '80s would have been more.
So when I got into mini trucking in Southern California, it was 1995. I never saw a bed dancing truck.
Okay.
So up until the resurgence.
How about '80s, early '90s?
I would just say early '80s, mid '80s, like throughout the '80s. I think they stopped in the '90s. Actually, I don't know what it was. Okay. I never saw any of this stuff. I actually never even like remember seeing a tilt bed at any of the shows that I went to.
I remember tilt beds were kind of like popular, but not in that sense where they were like bed dancers and
no, they
like
were just a tilt
drops.
Bed. But came in like the, it almost was like a tilt bed became a thing in like the early mid 2000s as a throwback to the stuff in the 80s.
Describe to me a very mid 90s truck then.
Static dropped just on air shocks, 16 inch wheels.
Okay.
Baby billets. Yeah, so like
very few body drops.
Yeah, like mid, like 90. I forgot when the first body drop truck came, but it was like right around when I got in, you know, because and bags too. Like Gendro was the first to bag a truck, I believe, and it was Tacoma, or I forgot what it was, but one of the very first Tacomas that was bagged and body dropped was Gendro, and it was that black extra cab. Mm-hmm. His name's Dan. He's from
SoCal. That was the one that popped up in, or was that a Tacoma? Was that a Tacoma? The one that mm-hmm. popped up in your old VHS video that you came across? That was the first one, huh?
That was the first, yeah, that was like one of the first ones. So like, yeah. So if you look at though, that was, and that was 98.
Okay.
So that was, you know, not, Tacomas came out in 95 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so like, yeah, like 15-inch, 16-inch wheels, chrome wheels, baby 15, 16-inch billets, really, really low static drops. And then the air shocks with any truck with like
torsion bars
with torsion bars had air shocks mm-hmm. and stuff. So I would say like the 90s were when trucks got really low.
Okay.
Like early, like just hammered on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then graphics, obviously.
Okay. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely feel. Yeah. Definitely know about the graphics. That's so funny. Cause as I read that question, I just had that stuck in my mind about those other trucks that I guess are 80s trucks, which I don't mess with. Like, they don't really do anything for me.
Yeah.
So that, but I guess while we've talked about that a lot, about the resurgence of graphics and, you know, different things like that. So, I forgot the dude's question. Are you seeing
it? It was just a resurgence of the 90s trucks. I think like the bed dancing stuff too, that was like, that really came from like the lowrider scene.
Definitely. Yeah. Those guys are definitely born out of the lowrider scene.
Yeah.
Which, you know, early mini trucking was kind of like a hybrid of the van culture and the lowrider culture.
Yeah.
You know, so that was sort of that. But yeah. Yeah. So I like the mid 90s stuff. I think it's coming back, you know, with graphics and stuff. And
I think it's been for the last 10 years. It's been.
Yeah.
I don't know if it ever went away. I think the 90s stuff is what we have now.
I wonder if people have different classifications, because like I was just assuming that those other ones were mid-90s. So like I wonder if the guy who asked that question, what his idea of a mid-90s.
There is no idea. It's a fact. If you go and look at show coverage, it's out there of the 90s. You're not going to see. I mean, look at that Forbidden show coverage. Did you see any bed dancers in there?
That's true. That was, and you said that's 98, right?
That was 98. Yeah. And mm-hmm. then my first run was Rezzo 95. And it was like a lot of lifted mini trucks, like the Toys R Us guys, the Flow Hose guys. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you didn't really have that bed. I mean, it tapered off in the early 90s, but you know,
You're right. Because like when I think of the reason I'm thinking about, I'm definitely thinking more early 90s when you got that, like, and late 80s, early 90s, when you had like the Cars That Go Boom video. Mm-hmm. I think that's like late 80s and you know, that whole like Fresh Prince, Jazzy Jeff era. Like that reminds me of that. Of those new minis guys. And I guess that would be like a late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, definitely.
Fox Body Mustangs, Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, that's definitely like, yeah. And then because the 90s was like all about tucking the wheels and getting as low as possible. Oh, like the 80s was like.
It was more like pokey outies.
Pokey outies, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, the very first truck I saw was 90, probably 97, 96, 97. And it was a 89 Boss Style Toyota Air Shocks. Also, I realized that like in the mid late 90s was also the kind of like the beginnings of the vinyl era. A lot of people doing like vinyl, not necessarily vinyl graphics, but do you remember there was that time when it was like there were shops like in my part of the world, which there was like a shop called Vinyl Mayhem. It was kind of very influenced by the import scene, like the late 90s import scene. So like a lot of like that style, like vinyl and stuff. So,
I had vinyl racing stripes on my truck when I got in the club.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that was mid-90s, right? Yeah. So that's the first truck I saw was this on air shocks, 15-inch wheels, just super low. And then he had, like I said, the shop here was called Vinyl Mayhem. And he had like this Vinyl Mayhem sticker that started on the hood and then went down the fender. Remember people were doing that kind of stuff?
Ernie's Mitsubishi, he had a big diamond, triple diamond off the hood. It was always like powered by whatever it was. It was very import scene influenced, you know. And I think when vinyl cutters became like accessible,
a little more
vinyl
accessible,
became it's just like anything, right? When something becomes accessible or something becomes like cheaper or whatever, it's like you just go all in, and then you gotta like reel yourself back out a little bit.
Here's a little deep cut, and I'll put myself on blast. I always love put myself on blast a little bit. So I had my OBS truck. It was a 91 GMC Extra Cab,
had it in high school in the late 90s. Late 98, 99. And that was like the import stuff was just starting to get super huge. And I don't know, do you remember in Ontario Mills, there was like this kiosk that had all of this like import stuff? They had that. Do you remember that?
No, because I didn't really hang out at the mill. So I was going to the malls before Ontario Mills. Tyler Mall.
Right, right. Tyler Mall. Well, you're from Riverside.
Yeah, Tyler Mall had the same thing. Like, I remember when Ontario Mills opened up, we were like, this is the best thing in the world. Because all we had was the Riverside Plaza and Tyler Mall. But Tyler Mall had the same thing. Like, that. You could go and buy intakes and you can buy all kinds of
stuff. Pedal covers.
Yeah, the pedal covers.
Exhaust
knobs.
Shift knobs. Yeah. So my OBS was covered in that crap. I had a chrome exhaust tip. I changed out all the lights so they were blue. And then the vinyl thing was like... Although the vinyl machines were like a little more accessible, it was still kind of expensive.
It was like, I'm seeing like accessible to businesses.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like if you were a business, like there was a shop off University in Riverside, and it was like a hobby shop or like a Michaels, like that type of hobby shop, Hobby Lobby type thing.
Yeah.
And they had a sticker machine back there and you could go in and get like Calvin pissing on something. Right. I remember if you walk in there, they had a Calvin pissing on Forbidden Fantasy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some guy did not like one of our members in Riverside. He used to like haul ass down a street with his Tacoma, supercharged Tacoma.
Uh-huh.
And so he went there, got one of those, and the guy like made a couple and like put it on the board. And it caused this huge fight between this group of guys in Marina Valley and then our little guys in Marina Valley. It was funny.
That's awesome. Those are some good times. But yeah, so that was me making my truck to kind of look like that. And, you know, I was like, you know, I was just putting my life together, whatever. But so our high school yearbook, I had like, I don't know I'm pretty sure everybody does this, but they have like, you know, guy best whatever. And then this guy had best car. And it was this rich kid from my school. He had a brand new in the late 90s Integra. And he had like it was all done like in a Reebok logo. So like it like had Reebok logo on the side and it was just so sick. And they took a picture of it. And in the background is my truck. What I was going to say about the vinyl stuff. I took vinyl pinstriping tape.
Yeah.
And I like pinstripe flames on it. But my truck was blue. The pinstripe tape was blue. So you really can't even see it.
So you did blue on blue.
I did ghost flames.
You did ghost flames with vinyl tape.
Yeah. Oh, and then also the peak of that truck was also just around the house. I mean, since we've been in a car for so long, we have parts. I had a set of moon hubcaps, smoothie moon hubcaps that slapped on it.
Your
too.
Truck was so confused.
It was funny. So confused.
Yeah.
I had, since we're just going down this hole, like I had two sets of speakers. I had two 10s in a bandpass box, and then I had two 12s sitting on top of that. Jeez. It was so bad. Anyway,
it's a wonder you did not win best vehicle at your high school.
I know, right?
I don't know how they looked over that. Who was the judges of that? They should be ashamed of themselves.
I know, not the brand new freaking Integra. That guy.
Where's that guy at with his? What does he have now?
Probably a Raptor.
Oh man! Yeah.
Oh shit! All
right. You get to go to your class reunion. He rolls up in a Raptor. You rock up in your freaking 4Runner with. There's still the bandpass box that you've just been putting in different vehicles over time.
Yeah, and I had two 8s in it too. It was a mess. But
I had house speakers in my. You know, you go by those old. They weren't boom boxes, but they were just like the 3-disc changer, and then they came with two separate speakers. Right. Well, those two separate speakers, I took them out and put them in my 720 behind the seat. That's but you tight. Could like so the seat was like all the way forward. But that sucker was loud, dude.
I think everybody did that at least once, taking their freaking home Serwin Vega 15s and throw them in a bed. Yeah, good times. What I was going to say is like that guy asked if the 90s styles come. That's the style we need to bring back.
What, poor? Just
poor. Just ghetto crap put together.
Yeah.
That's the 90s we need to bring back.
That's if you go to probably these like any like meets where there's younger kids, I mean, they're doing that stuff.
Oh, I would imagine.
Just in a different, they're doing it like with Bluetooth speakers and things like that, you know?
Hey, you know what? What do they say?
Let me say, what's the mother of all invention? Like, not necessity. Maybe, yeah, necessity or, yeah. Like, if you want to put some speakers in your car and you don't got much going on.
Well, you're
going to
figure it out.
You figure it out.
You're going to figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, that was that one. This is a good question because you're very familiar with this. The Dually Shop asks, longtime listener, first time messenger, can you expand more on the shop escrow billing? Because you have some experience with that.
Oh, yeah. So basically, you take your truck, you pencil it in on a date. When you bring the truck in to get worked on, you will drop off like 10 grand. And that will, or however much the shop says, you know, depending on what you're doing, if you're full chassis, motor swap, whatever it is, paint, you drop off a X amount of dollars, like a nice chunk. And then they use that money. They'll put it in the account and then they'll use that money and draw it down as they're buying stuff. So like the first week of them working on the truck, you might get like an invoice showing, oh, we bought bags, compressors, this. And out of the 10 grand you brought, you now have 7,000 left because we, you know, parts were 2 grand, labor was 1,000. And then as you get closer to being zeroed out, they say, hey, you need to fill this back up. So you send another $5, $10, $30, $100,000, whatever it is, because it doesn't matter what it is. It's just they just draw it down as they're working on it. And this is like a lot of it was, it's like labor, right? You don't know how long certain things are going to take.
Mm-hmm.
So that keeps that shop focused like on your build. So when they invoice you, they're, you know what I mean? Like they can keep track of their employees' hours and parts based on your build. And it's kind of like, it's the best way to do it because you know exactly how much you're spending on labor hours and exactly what they're working on and how long they worked on it. So like if they say, oh, we worked on your bed for 80 hours, you know, you can look at the bed and go, yeah, that's definitely like there's progress on it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there has. And what, I don't know if you can go into much detail about it, but like, has there ever been someone who has started that process and who just stopped and then mm-hmm. now the shop is just stuck with this vehicle in their shop? Do they normally charge like a storage fee or?
Yeah, some will. So like if you go back and watch some of the Tre 5 videos I've done, there's one truck that went in, they gave him money, started working on it, and then the dude got engaged and got married, so he had to put a stop on it. And then they mm-hmm. started it again, and then they got pregnant. So he had to put a pause on it again. And I mean, honestly, that's what Milan's going through with the Suburban.
Oh, yeah.
So he dropped it off, gave him a bunch of money. They went through the money, gave him more money, went through the money. And then Milan bought a house.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he was like looking for a house, but that really wasn't like a thing. And then they found the house that they wanted, bought it. So he had to put a pause on the
build. And now he's rebuilding that entire house.
And now he's rebuilding the entire. So his money went from rebuilding the Suburban to rebuilding this house.
Yeah. I hope he documents that because like he's been doing a little stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'd be really fascinated to watch that whole process come together.
Oh, I have not been over there. I feel really bad, but I've not been over there to see it, but he has like done.
He's going for it.
Oh yeah. I mean the house had like a flat ceiling, like just a regular ceiling like we have, you know,
mm-hmm.
and he took it and peaked it. So now, like, it's just insane. So I don't know.
That's cool.
But that's kind of how that they can either you can either like because I think Milan even told Jeremy was like, hey, if you need me to come pick up the truck, like I will, I'll just put it back in storage.
Oh yeah,
you know, if you don't have room for it or whatever. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, it happens.
Yeah, hearing you talk about that and like watching the videos and like kind of learning about that process, it does seem to be the best way because so many times in the past, people have like dropped vehicles off. Giving money and we've talked about all those horror stories so many times, you know, but it just seems like the better way to go. Dare I say more professional way to go?
Yeah. Just learning lessons from the past because every shop has been like, or every person has been like, hey, bring your truck down and you know, this is how much it costs or this is whatever it is. But it's literally the easiest way because you know exactly where that money's going. The builder and the owner of the truck. They see where the money's going.
Mm-hmm. Everybody feels comfortable.
Yeah. And it could be a lot of money, but it is what it is. It could be a little bit of money or a lot of money. It's all relative.
Yeah. Do you see, this is just my question after like talking about this, do you see this thing continuing on and growing or do you think that there's going to be a point where like it's going to,
not, I hate using that term die off because a lot of people use that, but just like slow down or
what's that?
Like just like these, like, cause there's a lot of shops out there right now, especially in like that whole, like, and we talk about this a lot too, like that whole C10 world. Yeah. There's a lot of shops out there. Do you think that's sustainable? Do you think it's going to keep growing? Do you think it's going to get to a point where it got really, really big and then scales back like things naturally do?
It could be. It's a natural thing, I think. I mean, you got to look at like Rev B, right? So that was a brand new chassis company that started and now is building chassis every single day. So you take that chassis company away, there's still these other 10 chassis companies that are building chassis. So it's like you added a chassis company to this and all the other chassis companies still exist. It's not like it slowed them down.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like how many chassis companies can exist until there's not enough people ordering chassis.
Right. Or yeah, I'm just saying in general, like maybe that trend dies out, you know, maybe people move on to something else.
Because if you look at like Curry, right? Curry Enterprises, they build like rear ends.
The rear ends and stuff, huh?
When I was there in like 2019 doing a video and we asked them what their most popular rear end, like what vehicle they sold the most rear axles for. And it was Tri-5 Chevys.
Oh.
Still. So like
cars?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So like if you think about it, C10s are probably just starting out. Like,
oh, I see what you're saying, because Tri-5 Chevys have been so popular for so long.
So long.
I mean, you're saying, yeah.
You look at Camaros and Mustangs. You know what I mean? Like, so 50s and 60s and 70s and now into the 80s and early 90s Chevys. It's got a long time, yeah. You know,
and there's so many of those too. Like that's the thing about those Tri-5 Chevys. They're getting more and more scarce. But now we're entering a whole thing where there are just literally hundreds of thousands of these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're never gonna.
No, like, and there's so many different years. And I mean, look at kids now. They're into the NBSs because they're semi cheap and they're already performance. Like they're already pretty fast. They sound pretty good. So imagine those in 20, 30 years.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, those kids now 20 are going to be in their 40s
and have money,
and they're going to be putting a bunch of money into these things that them and their friends were out doing burnouts in back in the day, you know? So it's just like,
good point.
Yeah. I don't think trucks will ever be not popular. I think the biggest trend that will probably go away, cause it has in the past and it has come back, is like the lifted trucks.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, like 2008, 2004 to 7, I remember at Forbidden there was a lot of lifted trucks in SoCal, or at the Forbidden show and at a bunch of these shows, right? And then the economy crashed.
Those
went away, and then they started to come back. So, I think those could be kind of iffy from time to time.
I think, and also I've thought about this a lot too, about like the hot rods and stuff. I think the hot rods will eventually start like to. Not go away, but, you know, they're just going to be not really a thing. Because, like you said, the guys building these trucks right now, they didn't grow up with 34 Fords or, you know, any of that stuff. So I think that will just be a thing where, you know, a few people will have them. Oh, that's cool. That's a pretty neat thing, you know.
Yeah, but they'll end up like in museums and stuff.
Yeah, but it won't be, like, the main, like, part of the car community, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to start seeing, like, the Roadster show, like, progressively get, like, more and more, like, late model trucks.
Yeah.
What we consider late model trucks, I guess, you know.
Well, I mean, look at the Grand National the Roadster Truck Show now.
Right.
You know, they open it up to every make and model and year of vehicle because they know that that's what they need to do, kind of. You know, the Roadster Show and all those Roadster shows, they still have got a lot of time, you know, a lot of time. And then there's still younger guys doing that stuff too.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole, whole scene about that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But also like that scene, like we talked about this on a previous episode about wanting to kind of expand and go to different things. And I follow that not very closely, but I know I follow a lot of people involved in that, like the Santa Maria type stuff and the Roadster show type stuff. So they are building those cars, but they're building them in a different way.
Yeah.
If that means if you can understand what I'm saying,
they're like combining old trends and old styles with touches of new stuff. I mean,
yeah.
That happened with airbags too. I mean, remember before there was no airbag suspension, then you started seeing the older dudes put airbag suspension on.
Oh yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it'd be interesting to see where all that goes. But that was the escrow thing that's always been really fascinating to me. That's a great question from, the Dooley shop. Chuko, our buddy Chuko from Calacas, asks,
You guys should do a live podcast show and interview participants. I really want to do that still. Like, I think
like
that's
at
so
a show?
Much fun. We said at a show, but it just like it's so
but where
hard.
Else would you do it?
I know that's the thing. I understand that.
You would if we did it at a show, we would just have to no booth. Yeah. No, it would just have to be a 10 by 20 with us under it with the podcast stuff. Like, and that's it. Like, no, we couldn't do anything else.
That'd be a really cool experiment, though.
Well, his show is in November.
Oh, he's having a show this year?
Yeah, the weekend after Dino's, like November 23rd in Corona.
Maybe, yeah, why not?
Maybe.
That'd be fun. Because I like to take, you know, usually come out and do a booth at that show, but I usually just take the Forerunner.
Yep.
That'd be, yeah. Yeah. Maybe we start planting that seed and start mulling that over. That'd be really cool.
Why not? You know?
Like, yeah.
Just put the cameras out in front of the booth and have people come in and hang out and talk.
Yeah, that'd be super cool. And then have like a, because like I mentioned this before, but there's what's his name, Kevin Smith, and then his buddy. I don't know if you have heard of Ralph Garman. He used to be on K-Rock for a long time. So they do this thing, and they've done it for literally, I think they've been doing it for like over 10 years now. But they do that. They have these like live shows, like it's like a comedy show, but a podcast, but at a comedy place. Well,
a lot of the podcasts do it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, Are You Garbage does it. I mean, look at...
the Kill Tony. That's
Kill Tony. They don't travel a lot, but like they have a home base in Austin, but they did... Similar format. Yeah, exactly. Live audience type thing. Yeah. The Lemon Party's been doing it, so they've been now...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We're listening to those.
Out of control.
Those guys are out of control.
If anyone ever wants to listen to a podcast that has nothing to do with automobiles, that has nothing to do with anything except three dudes just talking crap and kind of like a little edgy sometimes, like
a little edgy, yeah.
Yeah, don't go on there if you get offended easily or if like you don't like certain things, don't watch it or listen to it. But it's freaking good.
yeah, we've listened to it on road trips. It's pretty.
Because even pretty me, funny. I'm pretty open minded about everything, and sometimes they'll say something. I'm like, ooh,
yeah, like ooh. And then on the last Mini Nats road trip, you introduced it to Lindsay too. Lindsay was all about it.
Yeah,
she's all, this is hilarious.
Yeah, they just don't.
Yeah,
that's
a good one.
Funny.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think
super cool idea.
Did he say live or because live would be?
Oh, yeah. Live would be like straight to like putting it out there.
Like on
he
YouTube.
He did say live. Do a live podcast.
Yeah.
But maybe he meant like in person. Who knows? That's just another way to say maybe in person. But I don't know. I want to. There's like we've been talking about it and there's new things to explore and new things to do. We just need to, like when we started this pod, like doing this, we just need to do it.
Yeah. I think a live podcast, maybe live, not at a show, but a recorded one at a show.
I'd like to try that too. See how that goes.
Like a live one could be I don't know where we do a live one. Just in a, just rent a hotel room and tell people, hey, we're at the Motel 6 on 27th. We'll be there all day recording. We'll be there from noon to 2 recording. You want to come down and be on the, just come, no one shows up.
I mean, that's what basically Lay and Frame podcast does.
Yeah.
They do that every week, you know? So there's already like a format kind of like, not set, but like a format laid out, you know? Yeah. Maybe we can... You know, borrow some things from that, expand on things here and there. It'd be fun.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. I forgot what we were talking about. Anyway, Ben, our buddy Ben, skill set Ben. Turpik?
Yep.
Turpik. We'll be talking to him next month.
Yeah. We're going to get down to the bottom of this last
name.
We're
going to find all about Ben. Will or why won't the West Coast ever have 3-day style Mini Nats cruise? Wait, hold on. That didn't make sense. So hold on. I need to slow down. Will or why won't the West Coast ever have a 3-day style Mini Nats cruise heavy show ever again? Oh, cruise heavy show ever again. So he's basically saying, when will the West Coast have like a Mini Nats type show?
Like for mini trucks, I don't know if they ever will. It's hard to get people on the West Coast together to travel. Mm-hmm. I've always said this. The people on the East Coast, since the dawn of mini trucking on the East Coast, they've had to travel because there's no like central, like there's no city or no area where there's a lot of mini truckers. They're from everywhere. So they're sort of
spread out.
Yeah. So they've always had to travel 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 hours to shows. And they've always been okay with it because that's how it started. Mm-hmm. In SoCal, it started in Southern California. You didn't have to drive anywhere except 30 minutes down the road.
Right.
Because you had cities upon cities, thousands of people, millions of people, and thousands of truckers. And you try to get a West Coast dude to be like, hey, we're going to drive to Phoenix. They're like, well, I'm not driving to Phoenix. Like, driving to Phoenix was a kind of a new thing in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Right.
Driving across country was not a thing at all.
Yeah.
So it's almost, I want to say, like, spoiled, because, like, there's shows in Washington. SoCal guys don't drive up there. There's shows, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just like, I don't want to say lazy, but
I don't think it's lazy. I just think it's a different style.
It is. It's just because we had 3-day runs forever, like at the river, you know, where all the guys from Phoenix came, all the guys from SoCal came, and that was our, and we had them once a month throughout the 80s and the 90s. There was a 3-day truck run that was not like Mini Nats, but like Mini Nats. It wasn't like in a city, you know what I mean? And there are shows like that. They just don't involve trucks. They just involve cars, like Santa Maria and Pismo. And what else is another one?
That Ventura Nationals, I think.
Yeah, Ventura. That's like at a fairgrounds, but like that engulfs a whole city. You know, I mean, every weekend in Huntington Beach or every
the PCH cruise and stuff.
I just don't think there's enough concentrated mini truckers in the SoCal area to make it happen. Maybe there is. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe there is. I mean, there are, like, I mean, there's our show. That's not necessarily that type of mini nat show. That's why I'm saying that I think it's like different style. You know, like the Forbidden show is a different type of style. Coming up in what is it, September, is like the Laughlin Lowdown. That's also similar to the Forbidden Fantasy show.
Well, if you're talking about size, or you're
talking about taking
over a city or a town.
Is that what? Yeah, he's not very specific on what he's saying.
I think he's
more
maybe,
specific, Ben.
I think he's maybe talking about where you have the show and then you have the cruise.
Cruise. Oh, I see. He did say that specifically. He said cruise heavy. So, like, do the show and then go out and cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now I'm starting to, like,
it's hard to find that anywhere.
Process.
Because if you look at, like, the small towns, I don't know, in the mountain towns, like Big Bear, like, they don't want that.
Well, like, and it would be hard to do in Big Bear. Like,
yeah, but I mean,
Maggie
any town that is not, like, most towns don't want that. Even in back east, like, most towns do not want that. You look at some of the towns, like, that they've had the VW stuff in, they don't have it anymore because they just, the town got sick of it. So I think it's hard to.
I think that whole cruise thing is very specific to Mininats. Like, I can't think of actually any other show, East Coast or West Coast, that does that.
Yeah, there was,
it's
like
very specific to that show.
That, well, they'll be like that for a while and then they stop, because like the one in Mississippi, Showfest, was like that, heavy cruise, but it just got too crazy, and that's why Mini Nats scares me every single year, because the bigger it gets, the more people it attracts, the more, like, you know what I mean, you start to annoy businesses, or you start to annoy mostly businesses and stuff, or locals and stuff, like, then they start to complain.
That's one thing I really, really miss about the 3-day runs, was you get that, like, how do I put this? Mini Nats, you're still on a public road. You're very subjected to everything, you know, the businesses, local law enforcement, pedestrians, local people in the town. You're so subjected to all that. That's what I really miss about, like, the real, I don't want to say real, but those 3-day truck runs, when you were confined to a park and you could just cruise in a circle all weekend long, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and you could kind of, you can just kind of do what you wanted and cruise around all weekend long and not really have to worry about much. That's what I really, truly miss. You know, like, whether it be like at the river, or when it was at, you know.
You're talking about drinking and driving.
I didn't want to say that.
But I think that's what becomes a problem, because it's only like if everyone is there confined to an area and everyone's drinking, it is only a matter of time before something happens.
No, I understand that. But you know what I mean? But, like, also it could, I mean, obviously you're going to open yourself up for that. But I mean, there was, and that has happened, but a lot of the time it didn't happen.
It didn't, but it did. Then it did. I mean, look at Rezzo at Lake Paris Fairgrounds. There was a girl. They hit it right before, I think the year or 2 years before I got into the scene. There was a a truck driving really low hit a manhole cover, and the girl sitting in the middle
hit the
dash, right? And Bob Hayes got sued. So like, as soon as someone gets sued, or as soon as something happens, the host facility does not want the liability.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So like,
I just remember a lot of fun.
That's all. Well, it was. It is. It's a lot of fun until it becomes a liability, and drinking and driving and drinking take the driving away.
Yeah.
Drinking just that in general becomes a liability because people fight, especially truck clubs. You know, you get the mob mentality, you get this stuff, and everyone just fights. So I think that being Maggie Valley, being that you do have to abide by those laws, makes it better than not.
Maybe I'm just romanticizing things.
It's all it is. You're just romanticizing the good times that you had, because even if like you were capable to do that again, would you? You're putting your nice truck in a spot that could just get damaged.
Yeah.
Like imagine Summer Madness, all these people piling in your truck, scratching it, hanging out the window, sitting on your tailgate. Like, you know what I mean? Like it's cool and stuff, but like you still eventually want nice things. And the older you get, those nice things that you spent money on, you don't want people messing them up, and it's not worth it. So
that's all good points.
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe. I don't know. But no, that was that. I don't know. I don't know if we answered old Ben's question.
Well, I mean, any of these questions just spiral out of control.
Yeah. This is another actually good question for you. Our buddy Kenny from Nebraska, K Faring on Instagram. Do you think that big brake kits are worth the money, or do you just keep the stock size?
I think they're worth the money. And I say that because I don't know if you saw a picture. I'll send you a picture, but the body dropped clothing Tacoma that got wrecked and just got fixed.
Uh-huh.
It was at the Unfinished Business Show, and it had the Wilwood big brake kit on the front and the Wilwood big brake disc brake on the back. And and it had new wheels on it. There were some like 20-inch, like these freaking super cool billet wheels. And I looked at that and I go, yeah, that's the, like, it looked so good. You know what I mean? It made me go, well, now I got to spend more money because that's the thing, right? I got the disc brake kit for the back, but I didn't opt in for the Wilwood part.
Oh, I see. But your master cylinder is
Wilwood. Yeah, but you're talking about big brakes like that.
Just sort of like talking about the whole thing.
Like visually, I mean, so that was a mechanical thing. So if you're talking about like performance based stuff.
Yeah, which is not very like specific because it goes both ways.
It does. Well, yeah, because you don't need a big, you don't, okay, so it depends on your size of your wheels. Like if you have like 24-inch wheels with stock brakes,
yeah, that would look silly.
Good idea. Well, not even look silly. It's not going to perform well.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to stop very good. You know what I mean? So if you have big heavy wheels on your truck, you need better brakes.
Mm-hmm.
But visually, same thing. And now I know what my problem is going to be on the Tacoma after seeing that Tacoma is I'm going to have the Wilwood kit on the front with this nice Wilwood rotor.
Oh yeah, that only makes sense to put it on the back too.
Yeah, and then on the back I'm going to have this little puny little, and I'm going to be like, damn. So it's one of those things where like worth it performance-wise and worth it looks-wise are probably two different things, right? But I think once you see it, like once you see it on another truck, it becomes one of those things that you're not going to stop thinking about. You know, if you want your vehicle to look,
which might be Kenny's Kenny's situation, is he's seen it and he's like, well, and maybe talking himself out of it, like, well, stock brakes just stop just fine.
They're very expensive. Yeah. There are, if you're not going for like the best, there are options out there, you know, like eBay and things like that. But like, man, those big brake kits are like $5,000 or $6,000.
Jeez. And then like this is, I have no idea. Maybe you have a little more insight. What are the pads cost? Like
they're not very expensive.
Oh, those aren't very expensive. No. Because like with my truck, like I've always maintained on the 4Runner because I have stock brakes on it and drum brakes in the back. Like that, I mean, but you know, like, you know me, I take a very different approach to things. Like it doesn't bother me that it doesn't have like nice looking brakes on it or anything.
Yeah.
But I've always also part of the theme of the whole truck is like, everything is stock on that truck. Everything is, you can buy factory parts for it. So like if I needed to replace anything, and I know that all these parts are just readily available. You can just order them. But I've always just thought like, oh, you know, the parts are easy to get. You go cruise it anywhere and pick up parts for it. You know?
Most a lot of brake kits and stuff will just use factory components from other vehicles too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that, like Cadillac stuff and
Corvette stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, Kenny, good luck on buying your $6,000 brakes.
Look on eBay.
Look on eBay. Oh, that one. Let's jump over real quick to the messages.
I saw Bacon was asking some questions on there.
Oh, he did. But let's talk to Lance's buddy. Lance's buddy's got a question. Matt.
It's oh, remind me in the post podcast. I'm going to write in a note about this.
Yeah, write that note down.
Post pod notes. Notes. Okay, go ahead.
Sorry. Okay. Matt Stone, our good friend Matt. This was from like a couple months ago. He says, how do you guys feel about the new trend of putting a hood under the hood? I don't understand fabbing and engine cover that covers the whole engine. In my opinion, these shouldn't get any engine points at a show. Seems the lazy way out of dressing up the mechanical portions of the vehicle.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with them. I replied to that message too.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like an engine, like a custom engine cover. It's not my cup of tea. It's maybe some people's it is, but I don't like them. I think it's like, yeah, just keep the hood shut.
Yeah, yeah, I agree too. Like that was like also, that's not like a new thing either. People have been doing it for a long time. I remember when it was real hot, like in the import scene and stuff, when they were making panels. And I guess it's because like there are newer cars like Audis and stuff that do engine covers. Maybe that's where it's like inspired from.
Yeah. And I also just think it's just on newer vehicles. It's definitely, I mean, you're not going to dress up the motor. Like there's too much crap
that makes
on top
sense.
Of the motors too.
Yeah. That makes sense. So, like on a newer car.
Yeah.
Because his truck, he has a 89 style, you know, Toyota with a 22 RE and like his, everything's polished and painted and it looks super nice. Like that's what I'm more attracted to because mechanical things. I like to see things, how they work. One of my favorite, not my favorite thing, but I've been like following a lot of guys doing it or doing like guys with Hondas and stuff that strip it down to nothing where it's like a block and a turbo and that's it. Yeah, that looks sick. I think
anything,
that looks so cool.
Anything that functions that doesn't look like it's supposed to function is really cool.
Yeah. Like when those guys put so much work into them.
Yeah, those are so sick. I love that. Yeah, those engine compartments are, that's freaking cool. Yeah, I think just taking the time to make it look good is definitely like better than an engine cover.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. That's just
that's not
opinion.
To knock those dudes with engine covers.
Yeah, you know?
Okay, fine. Some of them are pretty cool. I've seen some really nice ones with patterns on them or like when they B-roll designs.
Not, it's just not like my thing. You know what I mean? I would rather have nothing done to my engine and just keep the hood closed.
Which I do, which is funny on mine. Mine is all finished underneath and I just still keep it closed.
That's because you have to clean it if you open it.
Well, that's part of it. Yes, yes.
that's
part of it.
Why my hood's going to stay shut.
That's part of it.
My hood will pop open when someone goes, hey, let me see under the hood real quick and I'll go. And then I'm like, you done? They're like, yeah, I'm okay. Click. Like under my hood will not be like a showy thing. Even my bed, like the bed access cover was not to show my suspension. It was to
access stuff.
Also definitely show it to see that it's there. You know what I mean?
I mean, you did show it off at Forbidden.
Yeah. But that's cause it was the newest part.
It was
of
like the first. Yeah. First
yeah. Thing. Like the first thing. And, but yeah, it's like, it's a lot of work to make engine compartments look good.
Which is funny because Matt also gives me a hard time about my engine being so, because his engine compartment is like spotless, you know, and mine is not that. So I just realized he also gives me a hard time about that. But also like my thing is like, it's a cleanliness thing, but it's also like, I don't like when the hood's open. I don't like when the doors are open. I like to park my truck, door shut, hood shut, all the windows open, maybe the tailgate down. That's about as far as I'll go. I'll put the tailgate down. Yeah. And that's just because when a photo of it pops up on the internet, I don't want it like all like look like a transformer.
I
know,
and I hate that. I think there should be like this a thing where, like we all agree that at like 2 p.m.
Oh yeah,
everyone shuts at least their hoods.
Yeah,
and one side of their door, like one door, because man, it is the worst. Is like trying to get a video of something that's like at a show. And it's all opened up and it just doesn't look right on the video. It's just like whatever. And then you don't get it all closed up later on.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you just don't have time to walk back around or whatever, or show coverage in a magazine and all the hoods are popped.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know.
I feel the same way. Yeah. Well, we've said that before. We feel the same way. But yeah, that's it.
You were skipping right over Bacon's question.
What is Bacon's question? I didn't see Bacon's question.
Yeah, it's in the it's a response to the post that you put up.
I did. I saw that. It's
It's about the backyard. The update on the backyard.
Man, hold on.
Did you skip a bunch of questions?
No, I didn't. I hold on. I didn't think I did. But we'll check right now. Dead air. Here we go. There it is. There it is. Oops. I don't see. Where was it at?
It was.
It wasn't on IG. It's not on IG.
That's where I read it. I read it on Instagram.
Maybe it's like on a post. Maybe no, it's in a message. Oh, it's in a message.
Oh, did he message it?
He messaged it. That's why. Let me see here.
It's only my excuse to show my backyard clip that I do. Like that's
okay.
I don't care about anything else. He was asking, I think, about some tractor content and backyard stuff or something.
Okay. Well, I can't find it, but okay, we'll start there. So how's your backyard?
You can't find it?
No, I can't find it. I don't know why I can't find it. I'm sorry, Bacon. Yeah, he's usually right. He's the first guy to message.
Yeah. I thought it was a response to the...
He's all just screaming at his radio right now.
He's like, you idiots.
You idiots!
Yeah, because you see the questions right in the heart in the notifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go check them out. You tell me.
The Dooley Shop, Chuco, Skillset, mm-hmm. K Furring, mm-hmm. Patrick. Mm-hmm. You didn't even get the one with what's your favorite wheel of all time?
How long? I had that one, but I didn't answer it.
How long after you complete the FFF show?
We have another episode to shoot next week.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. I wasn't gonna go all of them.
Oh, so you're waiting till you're holding some of these till next week.
I'm holding a little bit. So next week when we say, how was your week? I don't know. What are you doing? We can answer those questions too.
Well, I don't know where old Bacon's question went. Maybe I'm making it up.
Maybe you're making it up because I did drop some tractor content last week, which was fun. I had fun doing
that. I have it right here. As requested, a question for the Q&A episode. He did message this to us.
Where was it? In the messages?
It's right here. I'm reading it.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. All right. We're stupid. Okay. When will the vlogs of Frank's first flight and Brian's backyard renovation drop?
Yes.
And then on another question is there an update on the Panda Surface wheel drag session? So that one, mm-hmm. no. Your flight video, no. Will probably never be up.
Nah, I don't know. I'm still very self-conscious about it, but...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll never be up.
No, probably not.
No.
Oh, well.
Don't ever ask the question again.
Bacon.
Bacon. Jeez. Just forget about it. Where's the
little... backyard and tractor content, we got that. We got that on lock right now.
We do, yeah. You did a bunch of tractor stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got your little front gate.
Yeah.
I need to remember that as I'm coming down your road at...
to stop.
midnight.
Yeah.
Not just to zoom across that road and take out your freaking new fence.
Yeah.
What was the reason that you did that? Was
I had the fence replaced in the very front of the property.
Yeah.
And so, like, we had this old kind of janky fence there for a long time, and we replaced it, and we're like, dang, we just put in this new fence. Might as well put in an electric gate, too, to finish it. So, and it's nice because it kind of seals it off, because the way, there's this property behind us that does, like, events. Like, they host, like, weddings and stuff.
Yeah.
So every month or so when they have a huge event, like, people's GPS will try to take them through my property to get to it, not knowing the road doesn't go all the way through.
Did you put reflectors on the fence?
I have to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might have to do. There's some people that be drinking out there, partying out there.
Yeah.
They come down that, take the wrong road down, man. That fence will be taken out.
So I definitely said somebody already hit my, like, replaced, like, I don't know, however many feet, 200-300 feet of fence, right?
Yeah.
And then one day we're pulling in and I was like, yeah, look how nice. And I look and there's two bent poles. Someone swiped it. I was livid. Anyway, now I have to pay to get it repaired. But anyway. But yeah, so we have a gate and then, I was doing some. It's funny because as we get busy and we do all the traveling and stuff, I put off a lot of, like, home,
you know, mm-hmm. stuff I got to take care of around the property and home and stuff. And then one day we're like, today's tractor day. So like I put rocks like in that on that gate, I added rocks. We can put the video in here or just go to my Instagram, made a little reel. You can watch it there.
The caption you put, guys will see this and say, hell yeah. Is that from a movie or something? Cause
well, it was like a trend for a while on, remember we were talking about like you like TikTok trends and stuff. And it's like you said, me doing dances. No, the trends that I like, there was this thing for a while where like, there's a new iteration of it right now, but it was like a guy drilling a hole or something, or using a power tool or working on a car. And the captions always like, guys will see this and go like, hell yeah.
Okay.
And so that's what I'm saying. All this tractor work going down, and I'm like, guys will see this and say, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people did.
Yeah. I was like, that's gotta be from something.
Yeah. So now the new kind of iteration of that is people will lay out like a drill, a pair of tongs, a loaf of bread, and then it's just like how guys react to stuff. So like what's the first thing you do when you pick up a drill? You go
right? Like a tie strap, you're like, that's not going nowhere.
Exactly. So that's sort of like,
you gotta catch me up on this stuff, man.
I
gotta ask you about certain things because I'm like, my brain just checks out and I don't remember certain things, but I look at it and I go, okay, that's not something Frank would just type. There's something. Is that from Seinfeld? Because I never watch Seinfeld. Because you guys don't do like a Seinfeld reference. I'm all,
uh-huh.
I feel left out. I feel left out.
I mean, now you just have to watch nine seasons of Seinfeld. Yeah.
Sorry, we only watch Everybody Loves Raymond in this house.
Oh, man. I mean, that's a good show, too, but it's no Seinfeld.
I know. Everyone's got their thing. Like, we've probably watched that show. Our routine is Chelsea comes home and we eat and we watch the local news. And then we watch Everyone Loves Raymond until it's bedtime. Like, we don't watch anything else. And we've watched the same episodes and still laugh just as hard.
That's Seinfeld. Like,
here's a question for the entire audience, right? Our people, whatever, audience.
Mm-hmm.
What show do you still watch? Like, is there a show like that? Like, ours is Everybody Loves Raymond. Some people, it's like Friends. Seinfeld. Friends. Some people, it's... like, is there that show that you could just watch over and over and still laugh the same as when you watched it the first time?
Yeah. Drop it. Drop it in the comments.
Like,
what I think Netflix needs is it, because Seinfeld, like I said, there's 9 seasons of Seinfeld and there's like hundreds of episodes. Netflix needs like a shuffle option. Like, you just hit shuffle and it's just a random episode from a season and you just watch it. Like, that'd be cool. Because what I kind of do, like, sometimes I'll do something like that, is I'll just grab a random season and throw, like, a disc in and just, like, you know, watch it like that. But that'd be cool if Netflix had, like, a shuffle feature.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Get on it, Netflix.
Get on
Listen
it.
Listen to Frank.
Are you capable of going on Dropbox on your computer right in front of you?
Like, right now? No. Right. That's on that computer over there.
Oh. I was going to show you my little backyard video that I made.
Oh. Like legit, like you put
it's
it all
just
together.
A minute long. I just put my backyard, but I was gonna say this is my backyard, and I was gonna watch it in live time.
Oh, well, let's pretend I am.
Okay, well, just go to your computer and watch it.
Okay, hold on. That's really cool, man.
All right, now you have to pretend you're watching it so we could. So okay.
All
right. Anyways, so now that video's playing for everybody right now.
Yeah, on the podcast.
On the podcast, yeah. So that's it. Backyard's done till the end of summer.
Yeah, it turned out really cool. I really my favorite part is, like, since it's all like time lapse stuff, it's the back of the truck slowly going down.
That's my favorite part. Going up. That's my favorite part.
See, guys will see that and say, "Hell yeah."
Yeah. Guys will see that and say, "Hell yeah."
Yeah, it turned out really cool. Are you still going to do so the fence? Is it going to continue all the way to the brick wall, or is it that's
it probably will. I don't know. Like, at first I wasn't going to, and now that I look at it, I'm like, yeah, it's mostly just there just so you don't see the trailer if you're hanging out back there.
Oh, okay. I see.
You know, like that's,
are you going to put a gate or
mm-mm.
No, it's just going to be a walk around thing.
It's just a walk around thing. Yeah. Just to put like crap behind it. So you just don't see things. Like because what I basically have the trailer there for is so I can put more cars on the side of the house.
Mm hmm.
Because I was able to put the OBS, the Titan, with the trailer. And I'm like, then it was like sticking out and all this stuff. And I was like, it'd be nice if I just had the OBS and the Titan on the side of the house.
And then push back the trailer.
And then push back the trailer so you like don't. So if you're sitting in the backyard hanging out, it doesn't look like there's anything back there.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. It looks professional. It looks like professionally done. And you did like 90% of the work. The only thing you didn't do was the turf, right?
Just didn't lay the turf, yeah. That's it. Yeah. They laid all the turf.
It looks really good.
I was super excited, super proud. I'm like,
yeah, man, that's awesome. That's a lot of work, dude.
I know. I still can't. Chelsea's like, I still can't believe you actually did it. She was just, she was just like, so how long do you think it's going to be till you call someone to finish it?
And you're like, now that you said that, never.
Nah. What were we talking about last episode about that? Like, spite or
whatever?
Yeah,
yeah, you're building out of spite. Heck yeah.
I'm just out there. It's 110. I'm like, I don't even care. I don't even care.
No, man, it's really cool. And it's all done. Like, your backyard's finished.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Like, and you probably saved a ton of money.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of money. The quote was like, without the fence, just the quote was $14,000.
Dang.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, like, it's funny, too. Like, I saved, like, a lot of money by using, like, cheaper pavers. Like, nothing fancy on the paver side of things. But the funny part was that last set of rocks, those river rocks I put between the turf and the fence.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm going to call someone to see how much they'll just come up and put those in there. And it was like $1,600.
Wow.
I did it. 3 trips to the frickin' rock yard. And it was, $150.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, damn, you could actually save a lot of money by just doing this yourself.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's really cool. That's really cool, man. Yeah, that looks so good.
Now it's all done. We shut all the blinds and shut everything up. I know, that's what I was gonna say. Now we don't go back there.
Yeah. You said that once before. You're like, I can't wait to just stare at this out the window.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll like open the blinds in the bedroom. I'm all, good job, man.
Nice.
Shut the blinds.
That's awesome. Yeah, cool, man. Congratulations. That's great.
Yeah. You know, I'm super stoked. How's the, I saw you were cooking out on your flat top.
Oh yeah, dude! Like, I've been perging left and right, man.
Perging, is that what you call it?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, hanging out the perging, yeah. Just doing perg stuff. Yeah, because that's what it's called. It's called a pergola. But yeah. So same with us. We've just been doing stuff around the house, just working here, fixing this up.
It's fun,
what you do when you're old.
It's fun to just enjoy it. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like just sit there and look at it and go.
Yeah, nice. I'm gonna have my birthday again this year, and we're gonna really perg it up.
You know, really perg it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Heck yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
When is that again?
September 7th.
September
7th. But I think we'll be somewhere. I think we're doing stuff in September. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, well, that's
whatever.
Cool. Yeah. So that's that one.
Yeah, if anyone has any more questions or comments on our answers, if you think that we're out of line, you could tell us.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, that'd be great. You should absolutely tell us.
Yeah, we can take it.
I mean, not so much. I'll try. No, it's kidding. I can. But
we'll be the Dodgers Cubs game is September 11th.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little ominous.
A little. Yeah.
I got my plates for the Tundra.
Yeah.
And it says like something 9/11. I'm all.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm gonna have that for 20 years.
Have you gotten to the TikTok about the Tundras now? Has that gotten your algorithm yet?
We'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
Yeah, that will give us something to talk about. But that's a good thing to talk about. At me buying a new truck and now finding out that the motor might blow up.
Yeah, because at first it was 2022s and now they're finding 2024s.
They are finding 2024s?
Yeah. They're all over Reddit now. People are like turning the truck on. It's just like, tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a-tuk-a. I'm all.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, and we'll end that on a bad note.
All right. See you next week. Bye. Later.